Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Today, inshallah, we will have class number 10 in the topic of depression, Islamic prevention and treatment. And the title of the class of today is Forms of Satan Whispers That Depress You. Yes, inshallah, today we will continue to learn about Islamic rules of prevention and treatment of depression. I really like every week to revise in summary with you the complete line of prevention and treatment of depression, as this weekly revision will be a reminder for your spirit also, and by time the rules will be more clear and more fixed in your heart and mind. Again, sisters, we have to remember that the rules of Islamic prevention and treatment of depression are, number one, the sincere belief in Allah's oneness, number two, the true belief in Allah's decree, number three, patience, number four, understanding the reality of the worldly life, number five, remembrance of Allah, Salah, Quran, and Dua. Number six, avoiding the whispers of the shaitan, that is to say, avoiding sins. And lastly, a healthy way of life, food, exercise, and sleep. Inshallah, we will revise each rule in few words so that the complete plan will be clear for us. The first line of prevention and treatment of depression is the true belief in the oneness of Allah. This true belief is the most important for the spirit, as it provides it with the feeling of being a servant of the Lord of the heavens and the earth. This feeling is the real belonging to Allah. This belonging is the link which provides the spirit with the hope, support, power, identity, dignity, balance, peace, and confidence. So it is the duty of every Muslim to learn the basics of the belief in the oneness of Allah from the verses of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This belief is based on the following: Allah is the creator, owner, all-knower, planner, decider, and controller of all the affairs. Allah, the Almighty, is the only power and the only will. Allah is the source of all the mercy on the earth. The second line of prevention of depression in Islam is the belief in Allah's decree. This belief is based on the following Quranic rules. Number one, all hardships and afflictions are recorded before their creation. Surah number 57, verse number 22 and 23. Number two, none can interfere with Allah's decree. Surah number 71, verse number 4. Number three, life is run by the word be. Surah number 36. The third rule is that life is run by the word be. Surah number 36, verse number 82. Next, Allah burdens not a person beyond his scope. Surah number 2, verse number 286. Next, it may be that you hate a thing and it is good for you. Surah number 2, verse number 216. Next, verily with every hardship there is ease. Surah number 94, verse number 5 and 6. Next, trials expiate sins. Surah number 11, verse number 14. And the last rule related to the belief in Allah's decree is the declaration of the belief regarding Allah's decree in Surah number 9, verse number 51, which is, say, nothing shall ever happen to us except what Allah has ordained for us. He is our Lord, and in Allah let the believer put their trust. Regarding patience, we learn about patience from Surah number 2, verse number 155. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and certainly we shall test you with something of fear hunger, loss of wealth, lives and fruits, but give glad tidings to us sabirin. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah is teaching us that as-sabirin, the patient believers, are the ones to whom they have total submission to Allah's decree. And so when they have hard times in their lives, they immediately remember their Lord, remember the reality of the worldly life, and so they say, to Allah we belong and to Him we shall return. For those patient believers, Allah is sending glad tidings of the great reward they will receive. Indeed, they share in the same type of reward the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam receives. That is to say, the blessings and mercy of their Lord and the testimony by Allah that they are right guided. This is as-sabr, patience, the best attitude to prevent sadness, despair and depression. The next line of prevention of depression in Islam is understanding the reality of the worldly life. This is based on the following Quranic rules. Number one, life is a test where hardships and trials are part of it. Surah number 29, verse number 1, 2, 3. Number two, life is a deceiving enjoyment. Surah number 57, verse number 20. Number three, life is a farm for the hereafter. Surah number 23, verse number 101, 102, 103, 104. Number four, worldly life is very short to be wasted in anxiety and sadness. Surah number 23, verse number 112, 113 and 114. Next, life is run by the decree of Allah. None of mankind can interfere. Surah number 33, verse number 36. Next, accordingly, the Muslim strategy has to be, number one, to make the hereafter the main concern. Number two, to focus on what matters today. Number three, to appreciate the blessings of Allah. Number four, to look at those who are below, not those who are above. Number five, to keep yourself busy with work that you like. According to this strategy, you can live the worldly life with a healthy spirit. The second line of prevention of depression in Islam is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is to say, performing the prayers in the fixed time and to have sincerity in the prayers. Also to keep on doing dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And alhamdulillah, we learn many dua to relieve the feeling of anxiety. And also to recite the Quran, believing that the Quran is the source of mercy and the healing of the spirit. The next line of treatment and prevention of depression in Islam is to avoid shaitan, Satan, whispers, and to avoid sins. Actually, last week we clarified that Satan is the Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the main enemy to the man. And we clarified that the Arabic word shaitan means the one who has actually distanced himself from the Lord and His mercy. And Satan actually is the English term of shaitan, the Arabic one. And we learned that the nature of the shaitan is that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, anger comes from Satan, and Satan was created of fire. And the question about the reason for the enmity of Satan to mankind is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us that there is a battle between Satan and mankind. And the reason for that is that Satan refused to prostrate to Allah to Adam when he was commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Accordingly, he swore that Adam will be his enemy until the day of judgment, and he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a respite during which he will try to deviate Adam and his offspring from the right path by all the means. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him this respite, and since then Iblis became the main enemy to the mankind, and he is using all the ways to deviate mankind from the right path, that is to say, to cause the man to be a sinner and accordingly to live a life of anxiety, sorrow, sadness and guilt. Inshallah, today we will learn about the forms of Satan whispers that depress us, so that inshallah we can take all the precautions to avoid these whispers. Actually, sisters, it is important for every Muslim to realize the ways of the Satan to attack the spirits, so that we can protect our spirits against Satan. We need to have a clear understanding regarding all forms of Satan whispers and their relation with the anxiety and depression. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Actually, we need to remember that it was the arrogance and pride of Satan that prevents him from bowing to Adam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Satan became the main enemy to the mankind, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us in the verses of the Quran which we learned last week. So the question, first question of the class of today is there a human being without Satan? The question is no. The answer is no. There is no human being without a Satan. But the distinction lies in obeying or opposing him. Aisha radiallahu anha asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is Satan with you? He is with every human being. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied. Then she asked, do you also have one? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered, yes, but with the help of Allah, mine has surrendered to me. He only commanded good deeds. You see, so even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, he was actually having a Satan, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him to command Prophet Muhammad, because this is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, he has a very important mission, and there is no time for the Satan to be lost, you know, with Satan. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is only doing good deeds. So his shaitan or Satan is commanding him to do good deeds. This is only for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is a clarification that he is the best created human being, you know, because his Satan is commanding him to do good deeds.
So this story about a Cherokee Indian, he was the grandparent. And, you know, the grandson, when they ask him, I feel inside me that there are two wolves. And one of them is good, and the other one is bad. One represents selfishness, anger, pride, and all the bad attributes of people. And the other represent charity, being generous, being good, being patient. And then the grandfather responded, said to him, and you know, the two of them are always fighting inside me. The two of them are always fighting inside me. And he said, and he asked his grandfather, and I don't know who is going to win. And then the grandfather responded, the one that you feed the most.
Yeah, you see? Very good. I agree with you. This is very good. Correct, 100%. So now, inshallah, we will start to look the ways of shaitan to human hearts and its relation to anxiety and depression. Number one, ordering evil and wickedness. This means ordering disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is to say, ordering sins. Okay? In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us about Satan, and we will read now from Surah An-Nur, verse number 20. Surah number 24, verse number 21. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la tattabi'u khutuwati shaitan. وَمَنْ يَتَّبِعَ خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَإِنَّهُ يَأْمُرُ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ.
Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. O you who believe, follow not the footsteps of Shaitan, and whosoever follows a footsteps, evil and wicked deeds.
He commands every evil and wicked deeds.
He commands every evil and wicked deeds.
Okay. So the question is how the Shaitan controls the man's hearts and guides it to make sins. Number one, through the false promises. Satan promises his followers unrealistic things, which will never happen. He works on their imagination and desires. Now we will read from Surah number 4, Surah An-Nisa, verse number 120, to know about these false promises of Satan.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يعدهم ويمنيهم وما يعدهم الشيطان إلا غرورا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. He, Shaitan, makes promises to them and arouses in them false desires, and Shaitan promises are nothing but deceptions.
Okay. So here, sisters,
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to us that Shaitan makes promises, you know, to mankind, okay, and false desires. But we have to know that all these are just deceptions. Okay, this is number one. Number two, about the false promises of Shaitan, we will read from Surah number 2, verse number 268.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الشيطان يعدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء والله يعدكم مغفرة منه وفضلا والله واسع عليم.
Shaitan threatens you with poverty and orders you to commit evil deeds, whereas Allah promises you forgiveness from Himself and bounty, and Allah is all sufficient for His creatures needs, all knower.
Again, sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying here to us how Shaitan is making false promises to the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that Satan threatens you with poverty. Okay? This is one of the false promises of the Shaitan. When any Muslim is about to give charity, Shaitan will whisper to you, don't give. This is the last money you have. Maybe you will not have any more. Okay? Then, this is the false promises. Okay? You will be poor if you give money. Don't give. Don't. This is false. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us in Islam that every day there are two angels coming down. Okay? One of them is saying, oh Allah, give to the one who is giving for your sake a compensation. Okay? And the other one is saying, oh Allah, for those whom they are not giving for your sake, okay, don't make blessings or for their money. Okay? Their money will not be beneficial for them. Okification that the more you give, the more you will be compensated. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified in many verses of the Quran that whatever you give for his sake, Allah will multiply and will compensate for you in this life and in the hereafter. Okay? مَا نَقَصَ مَالٌ مَّنْ صَدَقَ. Whatever charity you give, it will never decrease your wealth. Okay, but Shaitan is after the false promises. Okay, if you give, you will be poor. If you give, this is false because Allah said that He will compensate. Okay, this is the clarification that it is a false promise. Okay, don't give, that charity or whatever. Okay, Shaitan threatens you with poverty. Okay, and when the Shaitan will threaten you with poverty, this will make the people to try to get the money by any means, halal or haram, because I am so worried, I will be poor. Okay, this is the false promises of the Shaitan. When you ask anyone why you are getting haram money, she will tell you, I am so worried. Maybe my husband will be laid off. Maybe we will be kicked out. Maybe we will have a car accident and we will lose everything. I fear poverty. This is the Shaitan. Shaitan threatens you with poverty. This is false promises. If you give, you will be poor. This is wrong. This is the false promises of the Shaitan, okay, and orders you to commit, you know, evil deeds and sins, okay, whereas Allah promises you forgiveness from Himself and bounty. Okay, this is the bounty.
When you give, Allah will replace you more and more. Allah is sufficient for His creature. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So again, sister, this is the false promises of the shaitan. We are having, you know, the example of this related to poverty, and inshallah we will learn more and more about the shaitan. Okay, the second way of the shaitan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The second way of the shaitan, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, regarding the human belief, the spirit of the believer, is that deception by decoration. Okay, Holy Quran describes Satan's ability to decorate with his words his evil commands. We will read now from Surah Muhammad, Surah number 47, verse number 25, to know about the deception by decoration, which is one of the ways of the shaitan to attack the heart spirit of the believers. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. الذين ارتدوا على أدبارهم من بعد ما تبين لهم الهدى الشيطان سول لهم وأملى لهم.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Verily those who have turned back have apostatized as disbelievers after their guidance has been manifested to them. Shaitan has beautified for them their false hopes, and Allah prolonged their term.
You see, sister, this is a word which I want you to note. In English, it is, Shaitan has beautified for them their false hopes. Okay, this is the deception by decoration. Okay, to make the false hopes very beautiful, so that people will like it, and they will feel that it will be real. It will never be real. Okay, but this is the Shaitan, how he is decorating his deception. Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Actually, regarding Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, this verse of the Quran which we just recite now, these are the hypocrites who deny the Quran instead of taking Allah's words as guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us in this verse that those are those whom they turned back as disbelievers after the guidance had been manifested to them. This is the sign of hypocrisy. Okay, that you learn, then you turn back. Okay, not ignorant, they are not ignorant. Hypocrite people, they are not ignorant. Okay, they have the knowledge, but then, and they have the guidance, but they turn back. And because of that, they are the most dangerous type of people, and they have the worst punishment on the Day of Judgment. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ وَلَنْ تَجْدَ لَهُمْ نَصِيرًا. They are in the lowest of the lowest in the hellfire. And they will never find anyone to defend them. Why? Because they have the guidance and they turn back. Okay, so here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that they turn it back because of the shaitan. The shaitan has beautified for them their hopes, and Allah prolonged their term. You see, again and again, sisters, to learn from the Quran, you know, this is very specific, you know, messages sent from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the Muslims will learn and the Quran and will know the guidance, and then they will choose to turn back, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow them to turn back. You see, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing for them. Okay, because when they turn back after guidance, this is very bad in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will make the punishment more severe and more deep. How? Allowing them more far away, more, so that the punishment on the Day of Judgment will be more and more severe. So when you just recite one verse of the Quran, this 25 in Surah number 47, everyone has to think it over. Okay, many times, okay, if Allah guided me to know the knowledge and to learn and to come to the masjid and to become close to the Quran, then I decide to forget about the whole issue. No masjid, no Quran, no meeting, no learning, no knowledge, nothing. Then Allah is supporting me to be far away. Whenever I think to come, Allah will never send me. When I try to communicate with some people whom they love the Quran, Allah prevent me. When I try to communicate with people whom they are far away, Allah is making it very easy for me. Oh, subhanallah, why? Because Allah wants to punish you more and more and more. These very critical points, every Muslim has to be aware of it. And alhamdulillah, Allah is teaching this in the Quran. So that on the Day of Judgment, you know, those people will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, you were the one making it easy for us to be far away. Yes, and I mention this to you in the Quran. You decide to turn back, I will make it easy for you. Allah prolonged their life to be more and more and more. Okay, so actually this is regarding to this verse, regarding to our topic. It is the shaitan who beautified for them their false hopes, and because of that I am clarifying again and again that these classes related to the rule of the shaitan with the human spirit and with and the rule of the shaitan, okay, to deviate the human spirit away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to be the cause of anxiety, despair and loneliness has to be clear to every believer, because shaitan, as Allah taught us, is the main plain enemy to mankind. We have, sisters, actually to realize this fact and to have time with ourselves to check. Yesterday, when I was very angry, this was from the shaitan. The day before, when I didn't recite any Quran, in spite of the fact I have long day, this was because of the shaitan. The day before, when this and this happened to me, this was because of the shaitan. So when you will revise all of, and all these 3 days, I was very upset. When I didn't recite any Quran, I was very upset. When I was so angry, I was so upset. When, for example, I have a fight with my daughter, I was so upset. So the most important reason and cause for the upset, for the anxiety, for the depression is the shaitan. So I have to be aware and I have to learn his forms of whispering, and I have to take all the precautions and to be alert. This is actually, sisters, something which me personally I learn while I am preparing these coming 3 or 4 classes, to be very alert with the shaitan. So that inshallah, immediately when I feel that the shaitan is trying with me, you know, to give me false promises or to try to decorate for me, you know, any of his deception, okay, I will be inshallah immediately taking the precautions which we will learn inshallah in the after 2 classes about the shaitan. Now we will read again from Surah Al-Ankabut, Surah number 29, verse number 38, in order to know about deception by decoration, a form of shaitan whisper. All this reward is going to you. Subhanallah. You know, she came on Saturday. Subhanallah. And actually, I'm very thankful to you for this. Jazakallah khair. It makes, you know, for me, even the class is special. Because this topic, you know, is not in any of the classes related to depression, the rule of the shaitan with the depression.
It's good material.
Alhamdulillah. I'm trying actually to extend, you know, the more and more, this and 3 more classes, inshallah. Okay, so 29, verse number 38. Bismillah
وعادا وثمود وقد تبين لكم من مساكنهم وزين لهم الشيطان أعمالهم فصدهم عن السبيل وكانوا مستبصرين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And Ad and Thamud, and indeed their destruction is clearly apparent to you from their ruined dwellings. Shaitan made their deeds fair seeming to them and turned them away from the right path, though they were intelligent.
He sisters, again and again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that, you know, shaitan always decorate the ideas in order to deceive mankind, okay? So Allah is mentioning to us here about these 2 communities, Ad and Thamud. Allah described them as, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, that they were intelligent.
But in spite of the fact that they were intelligent and they had minds and they could see the right path, but Shaitan or Satan tempted them away, making their deeds seem fair to them. Okay? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So they were turned away from the guidance. Okay? So it is again the Shaitan. The same word here, Dayyana. Okay? The Dayyana, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did it in the Quran in English, made their deeds fair seeming to them. Okay? What is the meaning of this? That they decide to forget about, you know, obeying their prophets, okay, and the shaitan make it for them to be fair, okay? So, yes, and to be okay. Okay, this is again the shaitan. You see, why the people are not following the guidance of the prophets? Why we Muslims are not following Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This is the shaitan. The shaitan is coming to me, to a man, for example, okay, and that man wants, you know, to follow Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for example, to be nice with his wife and to help at home and to take care and, you know, to be helping his wife all the time, you know, at home. Following Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shaitan will come and tell him, what are you doing? No. If you help her today, you have to help her every day. Then by time she will never respect you. Yes, no. Don't follow Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't do the good deed. Forget it. Okay? So this is the deception by decoration. Nice words. Do you want to be still the man? Do you want to be the master? Do you want to be respected? Everyone will say yes. Yes, I want to be respected. Don't help your wife at all. Let her be number two and you are number one. Sit down and tell her, go and make the tea for me. This is the best way to treat your wife. Okay? In reality, this is against Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam way of treating his wife. Okay, so what the shaitan did? The shaitan deviate that person from following Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But that person was so happy with the whispers of the shaitan, because they were with decoration. Shaitan never whispered directly. Shaitan always used sideways so that the spirit will accept his whispers. Okay? If a man, a husband, okay, listen to this conversation with the shaitan, he will say, yes, there is a possibility. If I help her today, she will ask, if I help her today to make the tea, tomorrow she will tell me, cook the food. Yes, this is the wife. Or tomorrow she will tell me, clean the bathroom. So forget completely, I will never do anything. I am very intelligent. Okay, this is Allah is saying, okay, they follow the shaitan in spite of the fact they were intelligent. Okay, this is a clarification that none can escape the whispers of the shaitan except the true believer who is obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who knows about the shaitan whispers and the shaitan plots and all the time take all the precautions against the shaitan. Now, inshallah, we will read again from Surah An-Nahl, Surah number 16, verse number 63, to know more and more about the deception of Satan, because actually, sisters, this is one of the ways which Shaitan is deceiving us and actually making us to be deviated from the right path and to make sins, and then the sins will cause us to have troubles in our life and to have anxiety and to have depression and to have despair, and we are not sure why we have all these feelings. All this is related to the shaitan, who is the cause of all the troubles for the mankind. Now we will read, inshallah, from Surah number 16, verse number 63. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. تالله لقد أرسلنا إلى أمم من قبلك فزين لهم الشيطان وأعمالهم فهو وليهم اليوم ولهم عذاب أليم.
By Allah, we indeed sent messengers to the nations before you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Shaitan made their deeds fair seeming to them. So he, Shaitan, is their wali, their helper today, in this world, and theirs will be a painful torment.
You see, sister, this is very important. Okay, actually in these classes I want to take time and always to give you examples so that these very important facts become very clear to your spirit and to your mind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying by Allah. You see, Allah is swearing by Allah, we indeed send messengers to the nation before you, but Satan made their deeds fair seeming. This is the same word which is used related to deception by decoration, okay, to make the deeds fair seeming to them. Okay, what are these deeds? These are the deeds against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The deeds which are disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the ones which they seem fair for the people. Why? Because of the shaitan. Okay. And the problem is that, sisters, by time shaitan will be for the people instead of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan will be the one all the time giving the commands. Because in your spirit, as I clarified the previous class, you have a command from the angel for guidance and a command from the shaitan for disobedience. If you follow the angel, you will be obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you follow the shaitan, you will be, the shaitan, this is the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unfortunately, most of the Muslims, okay, now they are not aware that they are following the shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that, so he is their wali today. Actually, wali is not the helper. Wali is the one to whom you belong. Okay? In this world, and therein will be a painful torment. The problem is that, you know, it will cause a painful torment. But there is another point related to our classes. Our classes is related to depression, anxiety, sorrow, sadness, and despair. When you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you lose the link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified that with remembrance of Allah, verily hearts find tranquility, peace, you know, and happiness. So when you stop the relation with Allah, how I am not connected or have the correct link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because you are disobeying all the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will not have a link with some who is disobeying him. Okay? So this is very important point, that when you are depressed, when you are anxious, when you are unhappy, revise your deed, okay, immediately. Check yourself. Did I listen to any of the whispers of the shaitan just now? Then after I listen to the whisper of the shaitan and I follow his commands, I start to feel upset and I start to feel anxious and I feel sorry and I am not in a good shape. What is happening to me? This is the rule of the shaitan, you know, through his whisper. But because we are not aware of the importance of the shaitan as a cause for this, you know, upset and, anxiety and sadness, because we are not aware, we never have this link. This is the shaitan. Inshallah, when we will learn how you can protect yourself from the shaitan, okay, after realizing all the knowledge which we are learning today and next week, inshallah, you will be in a more better psychological condition all the time, because you will be aware of the shaitan whispers. The next way the shaitan is trying to attack the human spirit and to cause anxiety and depression and sins is causing forgetfulness. You see, this is very important. Okay, in the Quran, we will read now from Surah Al-Kahf about Surah number 18, verse number 63. And actually, before we read from the Quran, I want to clarify to you, sisters, that Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the shaitan again and again, because I'm still in the topic of anxiety and depression. Always the shaitan has the goal to destroy the mankind. Okay? Because, you know, mankind or Adam and his offspring, according to the shaitan, they were the reason behind kicking him out of the paradise. Okay, so they are his enemy. So what to do with the enemy? To deviate from the right path, to make him sinners, to make him upset, to destroy his will, and to make the hell his final destination. This is why the shaitan is around, and his followers. Okay, so the shaitan will try to make the believer all the time upset, unhappy, not in a good shape. Because sisters, you have to realize that when you are not in a good shape, you will not be able to pray well. Okay? Try always to evaluate yourself before prayer. If you are in a good mood and you are balanced and you are content, and then you start to pray, you will be able to concentrate around above 90% during prayer. But if you start your prayer while you are upset, or you are confused, or you are not in a good shape, you will never be able to concentrate more than 20-30%. This is one of the goals of the shaitan. Why? Because prayer is one of the causes of tranquility, peace, happiness, stability. This is against his rules. He doesn't want any of this. You see? Yes, this is, you know, very important points. Now I will clarify to you with this. When we forget how the shaitan is playing a very important game in our life and we are not aware of it. So, since anxiety, depression and sorrow is one of the goals of the shaitan to destroy the mankind, he is trying through making the mankind to forget. Okay, and now I will ask you a very simple question. Okay, suppose you have a watch which is very precious for you. Okay, and one day you just remove the watch from your hand and you put it in any place. Okay? Then after 2 or 3 days, you remember, where is my watch? Where is my watch? I forget the place of my watch. What will be your feeling? Very upset, very anxious. Maybe it is not at home. Maybe I forget it in the masjid. Maybe so and so. Where is my watch? What? Then prayer time comes. You will pray.
Huh? You remember. Remember.
But prayer, you will not be able to pray. Because all your mind is in the watch. Okay, this is number one. The other one is more complicated. Let us be in the simple one. Okay, so you will not be able, because during prayer, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, maybe it is in the locker. It was in the locker. Yes. Oh Allah, oh Allah. You lost the most important source of the tranquility for the next 3 hours. Why? Because my mind is with the watch. Okay, next prayer. Maybe next prayer you will not pray. Because I can't concentrate, I want to find the watch. I want to clarify to you that, you know, when we forget anything, you know, we don't realize that this is the shaitan. You see, shaitan is trying, you know, to upset you with, you know, this feeling that I forget something, you know, which is very important. This is for the precious watch. Suppose I have an interview, you know, for a job at 9 o'clock in the morning. Okay, unfortunately, I forget. And you reach the interview, 9:30. And they kick you out from the door. They tell you, even you don't remember the time of the interview. Okay? So, you are lost. What will be your feeling? Very upset. And maybe with this, you know, situation of economy, when you will lose a job, you will have severe depression. Wow. There is no space for anxiety or desperate. It is depression immediately. Because this was a very big hope. I will have the interview, then with the false promises of the shaitan, I will get the job, then I will buy the car, then I will marry, then I will be a different person. Okay, so you go to the interview with all these false promises of the shaitan. But you discover that you are late by half an hour. So immediately you will be depressed. Okay, you see, this is the shaitan. I want to clarify to you, sister, that, you know, the most important when we learn the Quran is that to try to reflect on the facts of the Quran in my daily life. I can give you, you know, the statement, shaitan is after forgetfulness.
And that's it.
Next. Okay, this is how we learn the Quran and the Islam. No, I have to stop here and take my time. Yes, when I forget, I become upset. Yes, when I forget, you know, I can't concentrate. Yes, when I forget, I start to become angry. Then when my daughter come and tell me, prepare food, prepare food, prepare food. Not now. Why? Because the shaitan occupied my mind with the idea that where? Maybe in the car, maybe in the street, maybe in the masjid, maybe here, maybe there. What kind of, especially if it's something precious or it is a very important meeting and you lost a lot because you forget the time, you know. And actually, I am... Just I want you to imagine the despair and sad which will happen, especially, for example, if you have, for example, a final exam. And by mistake, you forget the time. It is 10 or 10:30. You go 10:30 and you lost the final exam. And actually, these events are sometimes happening in the life of the people. And sometimes they lose very important opportunities in their life. And still, they are not aware that this is the shaitan. And instead of saying the shaitan, they will say, oh Allah, why you prevent me? Allah didn't prevent you from anything. Oh Allah, it is you who made for me this. Oh Allah, you didn't allow me to. And they have all their anger against Allah. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. And against the decree of Allah. It is not the decree of Allah. This is the shaitan, how he is trying to cause anxiety and depression and destruction for the human spirit. Now let us read from the Quran to know that Allah mentioned this about the shaitan in the Quran. We will read from Surah Al-Kahf, Surah number 18, verse number 63. This verse of the Quran, we will read the word for, and it is related to the shaitan as a proof from the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Surah number 18, verse number 63, قَالَ أَرَأَيْتَ إِذْ أَوَيْنَا إِلَى الصَّخَرَةِ فَإِنِّي نَسِيتُ الْحُوتِ وَمَا أَنْسَانِيهُ إِلَّا الشَّيْطَانُ أَنْ أَذْكُرَهُ وَاتَّخَذَ سَبِيلَهُ فِي الْبَحْرِ عَجَبًا.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. He said, do you remember when we betook ourselves to the rock? I indeed forgot the fish. None but Shaitan made me forget to remember it. It took its course unto the sea in a strange way.
Actually, in this verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us that Prophet Musa decided to meet the knowledgeable man Al-Khidr, taking along a young man. When they stopped on the way, Musa asked the youth to take out the fish that they had brought along to eat. The young man explained that it was Satan who was behind forgetting about the whole issue. You see, subhanAllah. Also now,
you know, I forgot to do my mammogram. Was that so done? I forgot to do my mammogram for 4 years.
Maybe.
And I was playing with him, made me upset.
Oh, yes.
Prophet Muhammad, he confirmed that Satan is the cause of forgetfulness. Abu Huraira explained, one day Allah's messenger came to the masjid and he walked over to his usual place of prayer. There were two lions consisting of men and a lion of women waiting for him. He then turned towards them and said, if Satan causes me to forget something from my prayer, men should say tasbih, say, recite subhanallah, 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 so that Prophet Muhammad will realize that he forget, and women should clap their hands. This is why during prayer for the women, they are not supposed to say tasbih for anything, they should clap their hands. You know, this is from this hadith we learn this. I will explain it to you. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam then led the prayer and he didn't forget anything from his prayer. Okay, in this hadith we learn that Prophet Muhammad is a human being who can forget. But as we learn that his shaitan is only ordering him to make good deeds, Prophet Muhammad, alhamdulillah, didn't forget. Okay, this is how you can have the meaning of the hadith. Okay, the third meaning of the hadith is that if you are attending a prayer and there is, the sheikh is reciting the Quran and he forget or make a mistake, the men are supposed to say Subhanallah, Subhanallah, so that he will realize. Okay, the women are not supposed to talk in prayer, clap the hands. Okay, so this is how actually from the ahadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam we know how to live our life. Okay, so now also in order to know more about the Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, forgetfulness, you know, as a way of the shaitan, we must know something very important. Shaitan always try with the believer to forget about remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, when the time of prayer will come, okay, shaitan will tell you, wait, half an hour, take rest, concentrate, kida, drink a cup of tea, so that you will be high mood, to meet Allah with the high mood, astaghfirullah al-azim, and then pray. After you drink the tea, you have some headache. Half an hour sleep and until the time of prayer finish. Okay. You see, this is the shaitan. Number one, remembrance. I will clarify to you this more, sisters, in next week, inshallah. But when I want every one of you to ask herself when she's planning to recite the Quran, what the shaitan will tell you. Okay, when you want to recite the Quran, this is something known, you know, especially for the Quran. The shaitan will tell you, do you want to do wudu or not? You will do wudu or you don't do wudu. Because you do wudu is good, you don't do wudu is good. So you start to be confused. Then you tell to yourself, let me make wudu. Then when you make wudu, okay, you will have a phone call. Then you tell to yourself, now I will talk in the phone. Then again, I have to make wudu. I will read Quran tomorrow. This is one possibility. Yes. Second possibility, I want to read Quran and I will not make wudu. Alhamdulillah. Yes. Okay. No, I want you to record.
When we forget to make wudu, if we forget if we had wudu or not, and we pray, and we realize later that we didn't have wudu, we must repeat the prayer. Okay.
Because wudu is a must for
the okay.
This is the shaitan. Now we remember. Right?
I remembered after I prayed, God didn't have wudu, so I must, you know.
You
repeat
it.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, I think we have to put a paper, you know, on the refrigerator, because this is the place where we are always around. Okay, about shaitan.
Yeah, I guess that is a good idea. Because we have all, you know, flyers or remembers, phone numbers, you know, like emergency phone number, doctor's phone number. Probably we should have a sticker at the refrigerator.
I will make one paper for the shaitan, inshallah, after all the details. Yeah.
And
for the food repeated.
And for eating food, too.
Yeah.
Because it's true, you know things, but you keep forgetting it.
Yes.
You keep forgetting that these
are
the rules.
This is the forgetting because of the shaitan.
Yes.
You see? So inshallah, I will make inshallah the paper. I was thinking, while I was preparing the class, I was thinking about this, you know, so I tell inshallah I will make a full summary about the class of the shaitan after we'll finished inshallah.
On a smart scale, on a collective level also, I think even in the massage,
they must put it.
Yeah, because it's important to...
Yes,
especially in the women's section.
Especially in the women's section.
Man.
Let us now read about how the shaitan is causing believers to forget about the remembrance of Allah. We will read from Surah number 58, verse number 19. So now we will read Surah number 58, verse number 19. You see?
I have to move on very quickly, because really and truly, in reality, especially with now all the knowledge and technology we have and the advances, I mean, sometimes if you really, of course, alhamdulillah, we believe in that, but if you mention it, I mean, any person would say, you believe in that, or it may sound like a joke, or, you know, it's really...
But this is the reality.
You forget and you say to somebody, it's shaitan.
We forget to come and see you.
Or something. It sounds like, you know, but an unreasonable way to think. But yes, it's reality, and we know it through our teaching.
Yes, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
But it's not out there, it's different.
But I tell you, actually, Noor, if you have the intention, inshallah, you know, to follow what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us, inshallah, you know, and to keep always, you know, a'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim, and whatever we will learn about the how to avoid the shaitan, inshallah. Inshallah, Allah make for us, you know, to remember more. Now, inshallah, we will read from Surah number 58, verse number 19, to know that the shaitan, you know, is trying to make us to forget about the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a way for anxiety and depression. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Istahwadha alayhimu shaytan, faansahum dhikra Allah, ulaika hizbu shaytan, ala inna hizba shaytani humul khasirun.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Shaitan has overpowered them, so he has made them forget the remembrance of Allah. They are the party of Shaitan. Verily, it is the party of Shaitan that will be the losers.
Okay, so sisters, actually, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, I have to stop here, you know, for a few minutes. Because we learned in the previous class and the class before about the importance of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, because the remembrance of Allah, it includes the salah, it includes the zikr, it includes the Quran, it includes the dua, and actually this is the most important for the believer to have the link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those whom they forget about remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are considered not alive. Okay, this is for the believer. These facts has to be clear for the believers. Okay, don't accept a Muslim who is Muslim by name, okay, but there is no prayer, there is no dua, there is no Quran, there is no zikr. Okay, there is no Allah in his life. Okay, if someone doesn't have Allah in his life, this is equal to this equation. Shaitan has overpowered them. That's it. To full control of the shaitan. What is the full control of the shaitan? He closes all the inner and outer gates of the spirit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Accordingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called those people the party of shaitan. You see, this is how we Muslims have to evaluate this very important facts in our life. Okay, that if I forget about remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and actually, and in reality, okay, and to face our mistakes, where is the real Quran in the life of the Muslims nowadays? Okay, to tell you the truth. Okay, where are the Muslims whom they recite the Quran with reflection every day? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will complain, and he actually complained in the Quran in Surah Al-Furqan, and he will complain on the Day of Judgment from the Muslims saying, Ya Rabbi, inna qawmi ittakhazu hadha al-Qur'ana mahjuran. Okay, I will give you this verse, sisters, while we are discussing about the party of shaitan, because we are learning how shaitan is destroying our life. We don't want, unfortunately, to discover that maybe I am one of the party of the shaitan. Maybe. Maybe my daughter, maybe my sister, maybe anyone around me, how she is a party of the shaitan, because she forget about remembrance of Allah. One of them is the Quran. Let me just remind you with this verse of the Quran, sisters, because actually when I try, you know, to remind the sisters with the Quran and to remind the sisters with living the Quran in the daily life, actually the response is very poor. Very poor, you can't imagine. Okay, we are so busy with the worldly life, which we learn that if you are so busy with the worldly life, you will be all the time having anxiety and sadness and loneliness. Okay, this is when you look around you, you are sure of this.
people are living 100% for the sake of the worldly life, when you ask any of them, are you happy? Never. Are you satisfied? Never. Are you content? Never. What is your situation? I am very lonely. I am very upset. People are selfish. I don't trust anyone. I don't find anyone to love me. In reality, I don't know what is going on. You see? They don't realize that they become party of the shaitan. Why? Because they forget about remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, sister, this is a very important point about the relation between the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the shaitan. This is a very important point which I think that it needs more clarification. And inshallah, let us now stop here and let us remember about the role of the shaitan in our life. And inshallah, over the next coming weeks, we will learn more and more in detail about the topic. And let us now make the dua together, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Ameen. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell and from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after this. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favor upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companion and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day.